请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
请大家站立。
Please remain standing.
我们要一起来默祷思念耶稣基督为我们钉十字架的救恩。
Let us pray in silence and meditate on the salvation of Jesus Christ on the cross.
他走过这个往十字架的这个苦难的道路。
Let us think about how he walked on his way to suffer on the cross.
为我们受苦以至于顺服死在十字架上。
How he submitted and suffered and died on the cross.
一起来默祷。
Let us pray.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
每一次举办灵恩布道会到最后结束的时候会举办圣餐礼。
During the end of every spiritual convocation, we will conduct the sacrament of Holy Communion.
这个时候我们要特别的想起耶稣基督他十字架救恩对我们每一个人。
And we take this opportunity to remind ourselves of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
他担当了我们的忧患。
How he had carried our burdens.
他背负了我们的痛苦。
And took upon himself our pain.
他甚至因他的受害让我们得到平安。
And because he suffered in our place, we receive peace.
因他受鞭打，让我们得到医治。
Because he was beaten, we have been healed.
他是为了承担我们所有世人的罪孽。
He came to take upon himself the sin of the entire world.
成为代罪的羔羊。
And he became the sacrificial lamb.
父神也定义将他压伤。
And it was the had this the Lord, the Father's will to bruise him.
并且使他受到痛苦。
To make him suffer.
结果最后就成为人类永远的赎罪祭。
And he became a sacrifice of redemption forever.
只献上一次却成为我们人类永远的赎罪祭。
He made a sacrifice once and for all.
所以他成为我们世人得救的根源了。
So that he became the beginning of our salvation.
这个是在主前第八世纪以赛亚先知所做的仆人的预言了。
And all of this had been prophesied in 800 years before the Lord Jesus was born.
在以赛亚书里面，在预言末后仆人耶稣基督的工作。
In the book of Isaiah, there is a prophecy about the Lord's servant in the last day.
分别记载在四十二章。
It is recorded in Isaiah chapter 42,
四十三章
43,
乃至于四十九章以及五十二、五十三章
and 49, 52 and 53.
我们在这里看到四首仆人之歌全部应验在耶稣基督身上。
And all of the prophecy regarding the servant had been fulfilled on the Lord Jesus Christ.
在克西马尼园做最后的祷告的时候
and in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the Lord offered a final prayer,
凌晨一点他就被逮捕了
and after that, he in about 1 a.m., he was arrested.
一直到六点的时候他被定了宗教的罪
At 6 a.m., he was condemned for his religious beliefs.
罪名是犹太人的王
He was condemned for claiming to be the king of the Jews.
到了九点，他被钉在十字架上。
At 9 a.m., he was nailed on the cross.
但是从被定罪这一段路往各个他山上的路啊，非常的辛苦啊。
Right, it was a torturous journey as he walked to the Mount Golgotha.
他还要背自己的十字架。
He had to carry his own cross.
背不起来。
But he was not able to.
后来又被鞭打。
And he was whipped.
每一个鞭打的伤，他的血跟肉都被抽出来。
With every whip, his flesh and blood was dug out of his body.
一步一步地走向各个他山上那个独楼地。
And he still had to take every step to the mountain of the skull.
古罗地被称作死地。
And that was also known as the place of death.
也就是他一步一脚印的一直往这个独罗山上这个地方往死的地方去走、啊、
Every step he took to the mountain, he walked closer to his own death.
然后被钉在十字架上。
And they nailed him onto the cross.
被兵丁给枪砸他的肋旁。
And the soldier pierced his side.
血跟水都流出来了。
And water and blood and water flowed out of his body.
约翰福音的作者证明这是真的。
And the author of the Gospel of John testified that this is true.
到了中午的时候
，at about noontime，
他们给他喝醋。
The soldiers gave him vinegar to drink.
对，头上又戴着荆棘的冠冕、啊、一直流血、啊。
They had already placed on his head a crown of thorns that made him bleed.
又给他类似紫红色王服、啊、是侮辱他、啊。
And they gave him a purple robe to mock him.
到了下午三点
，at 3 p.m.
他就气绝了。
He had been completely forsaken.
他说成了，他就气就断了，低下头。
He said, "It is finished," and bowed his head and died.
到了六点就被放在红墓里面。
At 6 p.m., his body was placed in a tomb.
他是那样的虚极。
He had given himself up.
他是那样的自卑。
He humbled himself.
取人的样式。
He took up the form of a man.
取奴仆的形象。
Even that of a servant.
然后顺服且死在十字架上
and he submitted and died on the cross
真的成就了十字架的救恩
in order to complete God's salvation on the cross
为我们打开了通往的通往天国的这个又新又活的道路
to open a new and living way to heaven for all of us
借着他的身体和他的宝血
through his flesh and blood
为我们开通了一条得救唯一的正路
there is now aThe one and true way of salvation.
所以我们在举办圣餐礼的时候
So as we conduct the Holy Communion,
有三个主要的目的
There are three purposes.
第一个目的就是要纪念耶稣基督的死
The first is to remember the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们请看这个哥林多前书的十一章
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
11章的23节直到26节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23 to 26.
由于哥林多教会混乱主的圣餐。
The Corinthian church had confused the teaching of the Holy Communion.
混乱。混乱，不是反对哦。那个他们不尊重主的圣餐。
And they did not respect the holy communion of the Lord.
也就是不尊重神。
In other words, they did not respect God.
所以保罗再一次跟他们讲述有关圣餐里的道理。
And Paul here reiterated the teaching of the Lord's holy communion.
主耶稣那一夜最后的晚餐呢？
He said in that Last Supper,
他拿起饼来祝谢了。
The Lord had taken the bread and gave thanks.
就拨开说这是我的身体。
He broke it and said, "This is my body."
是为的为你们舍弃的。
That was given for you.
你们应当要纪念我。
And you do this in remembrance of me.
二十五节饭后，他照样拿起杯来。
And after, in the same same manner, after supper, he took a cup.
这杯里面的葡萄汁是用我的血所立的新约。
And he said that the juice in the cup is the new covenant of his blood.
你们每逢吃喝的时候要如此行纪念主。
He said, whenever you drink it, do it in remembrance of me.
所以我们在领受主的圣餐。
And as we partake of the Lord's supper,
是要表明纪念主的死，直到他来的时候。
We do it to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
这个圣餐是主耶稣亲自设立的。
And the Lord himself established the Holy Communion.
他也要求门徒要这样做。
And he commanded his disciples to do the same.
这里说啊， 用主的宝血与他的选民所立的新约啊。
And the, in the Holy Communion, there is a new covenant established in His blood.
所以我们领受圣餐就要思念，这是主耶稣基督用他宝血与我们订定的永远生命的约定。
And as we partake the Holy Communion, let us remember and meditate that this, He has given us a new covenant with His own blood and a covenant of life.
他这样说
Paul said.
他想到耶稣基督的爱的时候这样讲。
When he remembered the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们还在做罪人的时候他就爱我们了。
While we were still sinners, he loved us.
神的爱就在这里显明了。
And this is how the love of the Lord is manifested.
主耶稣基督的死是用爱来成全拯救世人的这个救恩工作。
The death of the Lord showed how he loved us and he came to save us.
约翰长老讲得更清楚。
And the elder John also made it clear.
他说耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界，这证明神爱我们人呢。
He said the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to prove to us that, that God loves us.
他接着又说啊，他为我们做更美的挽回祭，为我们受死在十字架上，也表明是耶稣基督的爱。
And he made, the Lord made a sacrifice of propitiation to restore our relationship with God on the cross.
这个记载在约翰一书四章的九节十节。
This was recorded in 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10.
在约翰福音的三章十六节里面呢。
And also in John chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人。
He says that for God so loved the world.
所以差遣独生爱子耶稣基督进到这个世界来。
That he sent his only begotten son.
所以耶稣基督降生到世界成为人啊，这个是用爱进来的耶。
The Lord made himself into a man and came to the world due to his love.
那世人应该要用什么来回应 这样的神的爱呢？
And how should we respond to that love?
在约翰福音三章十六节说要用信心。
And John chapter 3 verse 16 tells us that we must respond in faith.
相信的人必得永生。
Because he who believes shall receive everlasting life.
被定罪了。
But he who does not believe shall perish.
所以人当用信心来反映耶稣基督对我们的爱啊。
Therefore, we must respond to the love of the Lord Jesus with our faith.
才是纪念耶稣基督的死啊。
That's how we can remember his death.
纪念耶稣基督的死最具体的表现是什么？
How do we show that we remember his death?
也就是要遵行圣经一切神的话。
We do it by obeying everything that's commanded in the Bible.
不然你要怎么纪念主的死？
How else can we remember his death?
要怎么体会他神的爱？
How else would we be able to remember his
love? 你就是根据圣经神的话
we have to start...
具体的表现出来在我们的生活里面呢。
We must start from the Bible, which is the word of God, andand do, the, do these things in our lives.
这个就是纪念主的死最好的一个表现嘛。
This would be the best way we can to remember his death.
我们再来看参加圣餐礼第二个目的。
And let us study the second purpose of the Holy Communion.
请看哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
十六节到十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
十六节到十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and 17.
我们祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？
Is the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ?
我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领耶稣基督的身体吗？
The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?
我们人虽然都仍是一个饼，一个身体。
17, for though we are many, are one bread and one body.
因为我们都是 分受这个饼。
For we all partake of that one bread.
我们参加圣餐礼是一同领受耶稣基督的肉与血。
When we partake of the Holy Communion, we partake of the flesh and blood of Christ.
这个是我们参加圣餐礼的第二个目的。
This is the second reason why we are here.
虽然我们人都也是做一个 无效饼。
Even though there are many of us present, there is only one bread.
它是面粉跟水和成，然后慢慢的烤干。
It is a bread made with flour and water and baked.
然后我们用葡萄汁装在一壶，这样子来注泻的。
And we also put a grape juice into one vessel and give thanks.
经过注泻之后
，After we pray and give thanks,
圣灵灵化。将这圣餐饼和葡萄汁就成为耶稣基督的肉与血。
The Holy Spirit will work and spiritually the bread and the juice will be transformed into the flesh and blood of Christ.
一个身体领受一样的宝血。
Therefore, we partake of the same one body and the same blood.
这个表明教会是一体一家的这个团契生活。
It signifies that the church is one body, one family.
因为有共同的信仰。
Because we share one faith.
接受一样的圣灵。
We partake in the same
领受
sacrament.
一样的洗礼。
We have the same baptism.
敬拜独一的真神。
We worship the same one true God.
所以要更能够发挥一体一家的精神。
And therefore we must live the spirit of one family.
我们再来看这个二十节二十一节
That's three verses 20 and 21
这里说领受了主的圣餐就不要再去领受鬼的宴席
When we partake of the Lord's communion we must never have partake of the feast of the demons
因为鬼的宴席是祭鬼的
Because the feast for the demons belong to the demons
等于是与鬼相交就是跟鬼魔鬼团契啊
If we take part in those, then we would have a fellowship with the demons.
我们一定要做这样的一个分别啊
We must make a difference between the two.
要领受主的圣餐
We have part with the communion of God.
要尊重主的圣餐
We must respect His
communion. 因为这是主的身体，主的宝血
This is the flesh, the body, and the blood of Christ.
既然主的圣餐这么样的重要
since the Holy Communion of the Lord is so important,
所以我们要尊重主的圣餐就是尊重神
And we must respect the Holy Communion, and that is to respect God.
我们来看这个主耶稣基督他怎么说
Let's read the word of the Lord Jesus.
请看约翰福音的第六章
John chapter 6.
第六章的五十三节到五十六节
John chapter 6 verses 53 to 56
耶稣说
Jesus said to them
我实实在在地告诉你们你们若不吃人子的肉若不喝人子的血就没有生命在你们里面
Most assuredly I say to you unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood you have no life in you
五十四节
54
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生在末日我要叫他复活
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
55节 我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
56节
56.
吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
在这里，主耶稣亲自说到有关圣餐礼的重要性。
The Lord Jesus himself teaches us the importance of the Holy Communion.
里头含有这个属灵的意义和功效在里面。
There is a spiritual teaching and power in the communion.
五十三节这里这样说。
Verse 53 says,
领受主的圣餐就是有主的生命在里面。
When we eat and drink,His body and his blood, then we have life.
54节
54.
这里说领受主的圣餐在末后必有复活的盼望。
And when we partake of the Holy Communion, we have the hope of resurrection in the last day.
再来看56节
56.
领受主的圣餐就能够与主联合为一。
And when we partake of the Holy Communion, we become one with the Lord.
这是三点主耶稣所说领受圣餐 最重要的属灵的意义和功效。
These are the three spiritual teaching and power of the Holy Communion.
五十五节，主耶稣说。
In 55, the Lord Jesus said,
我的肉真是可吃，我的血真是可喝。
My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
当我们祝谢无酵饼和葡萄汁的时候。
When we give thanks and consecrate the unleavened bread and the grape juice.
它还是没有改变，在物质上还是一样的。
Materially speaking, they are still the same thing.
但是我们要用什么态度来领受？
But what kind of attitude should we have
要用信心来领受。
We receive them with faith.
经过祝谢之后，
After we consecrate the Holy
Communion, 你要凭信心知道这是主的身体，主的宝血。
By faith, we know that they have become the body and the blood of Christ.
你用信心来领受，你就真的吃到主的肉，主的血。
And when we eat and drink by faith, then we know that they are the body and blood of Christ.
所以这个领受主的圣餐是大神迹。
So Holy Communion itself is a great miracle.
所以您可以领受，你不能拒绝，一定要领受。
So if you are able to, we cannot refuse.
谈到这里，既然主的圣餐这么样的重要，
And if the Holy Communion is so important,
我们就必须要有注意的态度。
Then we must watch a few things.
不能像哥林多教会这样混乱主的圣餐。
And not become Corinthian church that was confused.
没有用敬虔的态度来面对，来领受。
They did not receive the Holy Communion with a reverent attitude.
我们再回过来看《哥林多前书》十一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书的十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
请看二十七节。
3 verse 27.
这里保罗接着说，无论什么人。要按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯。
Anyone who eats his bread or drinks the Lord's cup must.
如果不按理吃主的圣餐呢，就是干饭主的肉，主的血了。
If we do so in an unworthy manner, they will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
这里讲到礼是一种秩序，也是一种方法。
To do it in a worthy or unworthy manner has to do with our procedure.
谈到这个意思。
And the original text has clear meaning.
保罗会这样讲呢?
Why would Paul specifically mention this?
我们看那个十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
保罗说啊，我不称赞你们。
He said, I do not praise you.
因为你们举办圣餐呢，是有损害的。
Because you come together not for the better, for the worse.
举办圣餐的团聚没有用。
That he rebuked them because they came for Holy Communion for no meaning.
为什么没有用?
Why?
请看二十一节到二十二节。
Let's read verse 21 and 22.
这里有的人把圣餐和爱餐混着吃啊。
Some in the church confused the Holy Communion with regular meals.
哥林多教会啊，爱餐跟圣餐混着吃啊。
They took Holy Communion and a regular meal together.
然后接着酒醉的人也在领受圣餐。
And some even came to partake of the Holy Communion and was drunk.
太不尊重主的圣餐了。
They do not revere the Holy Communion.
也不尊重主这位神。
And they did not revere the Lord himself.
所以非常的混乱，没有秩序。
And there was great confusion.
所以在二十七节这里讲，要按理就是按着秩序来领受主的圣餐。
Therefore, Paul commanded them to eat the bread and drink the cup in a worthy manner.
那最好的方法就是按着真理来领受。
And of course, the best way is to do so according to the truth.
所以当中有慕道朋友还没有在我们教会接受赦罪洗礼的。
And if you have not yet been baptized, in the true Jesus Church and have your sins washed away.
你就不要领受。
We ask you to refrain from the Holy Communion.
我们欢迎您继续查考道理啊，在不久的将来能够接受赦罪的洗礼再来领受。
We welcome you to continue to study the Word of God with us so that you in the future you would be able to.
那再来看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
这里说人应当省察自己，然后再领受圣餐。
Let a man examine himself.So let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
这里要我们自己来做反省。
We must examine ourselves.
从上一次领受圣餐到现在，我们 表现做得怎么样。
From the last time we partake of the Holy Communion until today, how well have we done?
有认真聚会吗？
Have we continued to come to service diligently? Have we come to church service?
有按照神的道理活吗？
Have we lived by the word of God?
有去掉坏习惯吗？
Have we eliminated our bad ways?
或者做了什么样的事？
What else have we done?
这些我们都要认罪悔改。
We must confess and repent.
然后再来领受主的圣餐。
Before we can partake of the Holy Communion.
我们看二十九节。
Let's read verse 29.
这个圣餐是主的身体，主的宝血哦。
The Holy Communion is the body and the blood of Christ.
所以一定要分辨哦，跟一般食物不一样哦。
We must discern that it is different from regular food.
这是属灵属神的圣餐。
This is a spiritual communion that belongs to the Lord.
如果我们自己不检讨，没有认罪悔改。
If we do not examine ourselves or repent.
你就是吃喝自己的罪哦。
Then we will be eating and drinking our own sin.
所以一定要自我。做一个深深的调整，悔改归向神。
We must look deeply into our hearts and repent to the Lord.
然后自己默祷以后再来领受。
And pray in silence to the Lord before we eat and drink.
在三十节这里说
，Verse 30 says，
有些哥林多教会的信徒啊，没有这样来省察分辨。
Some members in the Corinthian church did not discern or did not repent.
圣餐就软弱了。
And when they received the Holy Communion, they were weak.
生病了。
Maybe even got sick.
甚至死了。
Some have even died.
所以要先分辨自己啊，就不会受审判了。
If we discern ourselves, then we will not be judged.
但是我们还是要提醒一件事。
But I must remind everyone.
如果你犯了致死的罪，你就不要领受啊。
If you have committed a mortal sin, then you please refrain.
刚才前面讲的那一些认罪悔改是不至于死的罪，是可以调整再回到神这边再来领受了。
If we have made sins that does not lead to death, then we should repent and return to God.
所以我们自己要懂得分辨。
That we must know how to discern.
第三个参加圣餐礼的目的
The third purpose of the Holy Communion
就是要立志为主活
is to be determined to live for the Lord
那个感动不是在领受圣餐的这一刹那这一刻
And that motivation isn't just one moment
领受之后我就有好的信仰生活的力量
After we receive we will have power to live a life of faith
我愿意立志为主活
We will be willing to live for God
保罗在这方面有非常强烈正确的信仰观念
Paul has a strong and correct belief in his faith
所以他才能够服侍主服侍得很漂亮
That's how he was able to have a beautiful service unto the Lord.
用他的生命来忠心的服侍主。
He faithfully served the Lord his entire life.
我们一起来看这个罗马书十四章。
Let's read Romans chapter 14.
十四章的第八节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 8.
第八节，我们若活着是为主而活。
If we live, we live to the Lord.
若死了是为主而死。
And if we die, we die to the Lord.
所以我们或活或死，总是耶稣基督的人。
Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
我们一定要记得这一层永生的关系和主的建立。
We must remember that we have this relationship with God in eternity.
我们不敢说为主死，因为我们现在没有这样这么大的。灾难啊、
we dare not claim that we would die for the Lord because we do not have such suffering. But at least we can live to the Lord.
怎么为主活?
How do we live to the Lord?
这个是一个很重要的学习啊。
This is an important lesson.
我们提出四个方向。
I share with you four ways.
立志为主活就是要过一个彼此相爱的生活。
To live to the Lord is to live a life of loving one another.
神是爱。
God is love.
彼此相爱的人呢，就证明他是从神所生的。
And when we love one another, we show that we are born of God.
因为神的儿女也有这个爱的记号。
Because the children of God are marked with love.
那第二个励志的生活。
Second,
要保守圣洁。
We must keep our holiness.
希伯来书十二章的十四节那里说
，Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 says，
人跟人之间相处要追求和睦。
We must
不用分，不用分。
We must be at peace with everyone.
但是要相处要追求圣洁。
But at the same time, we must pursue holiness.
你才能够见到主的面哦。
Then we can be, we're able to see.God's face.
人与人之间相处要彼此尊重神给我们一份的生命灵魂得救。
In our human relationship, we must respect the salvation that God has given us.
你不能去抢夺或破坏人家的生命灵魂得救。
We must never take away a relationship between someone else and God.
如果神特别恩待你。
If God has special blessings for someone else.
让你外在的条件物质都很好。
He gives them material blessings.
比如说长得英俊美丽啦。
For example, he may give them a beautiful appearance.
比如说知识能力很好啦。
He may give someone else better knowledge or education.
这是神恩待你，你要感谢。
And if God gives you those blessings, give thanks.
但是你不能把这个神恩待你好的条件当作犯罪的工具。
But all the gifts from God are not ways for us to sin against.
所以人跟人之间要。彼此和睦，但是要建立在圣洁的基础上面。
Therefore, we live in harmony with others, but all those must be built on the foundation of God.
就会在中间。
Then God will live among us.
立志为主活的第三个方向。
The third way to live for God.
根据哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
那里劝勉说要多多竭力为主做工啊。
We must strive to work for the Lord.
神一定会纪念啊。
God will remember.
圣经既然这样写，绝对没错了。
If it's because this is written in the Bible, this is true.
一个懒惰的，一直拼世界，只为自己啊，不为主做工，这样也得救？那神没有公义啊。
If a lazy person that never works for God will be saved, then God would not be just.
那多多多为主竭力做工这句话就不用写在圣经里面了。
Then there will be no need to especially teach us to work hard for the Lord in the Bible.
我们具备有神荣耀儿女的身份。
We have the identity of the sons and daughters of
God. 我们受洗之后就承接了神付托我们的使命，荣耀的工作。
After we are baptized, we have been given the task to work for God.
所以我们要尽心力。能够为主多做主工啊。
Therefore, we must make every effort to work for the Lord.
最后，立志为主活。
The last, how we strive to live for the Lord.
在哥林多前书十一章的二十六节那里这样说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26,
他说我们要纪念主，只等到他来。
We do this in remembrance of the Lord until he comes.
在领受圣餐要这样想。
And so as we partake of the
Holy
Communion,
这句话有终末论的思想，有终末论的思想啊。
This is a teaching of eschatology.
你要过一个天天仰望神的国的日子。
This it means that we every day as we live, we look.
也就是说，你天天准备好，随时耶稣基督来接你，我可以见他的面。
That it means that we prepare ourselves every day that we will be ready whenever he comes.
真的很忙碌。
We are busy.
但是你都不准备，突然你被调走了，你怎么来得及见呢？
But if we do not prepare ourselves first, what if we this is the day that we're taken away?
天天要过一个仰望神的国来到的一个人呢？
Therefore, every day we must look forward to the coming of His kingdom.
准备好自己，随时可以见主的面。
We must prepare ourselves so that we can meet the Lord at any time.
这也是立志为主活的表现。
This is the one way to live for the Lord.
那我们有关圣餐礼的道理就讲到这边。
So this is the teaching of the Holy Communion.
我们一起来跪下，要来祝谢圣餐饼。
Let us kneel down and give thanks to consecrate the bread.
奉主耶稣圣名祝谢祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks and consecrate the bread.
我们不断的感谢慈爱的天父。
Merciful Father, we give you thanks.
因为您赏赐一切最好的、最美好的给我们。
You have given all the best things to us.
你亲自 用你的身体和宝血打开了这条通往天国的道路。
With your body and your blood, you open a way for us to heaven.
让我们蒙了你的怜悯，拣选成为你的儿女。
That we have received mercy and can become your children.
使我们有君尊祭司的身份。
And we have been were able to become a high priest.
也能够成为圣洁国度的国民。
And become citizens of your holy kingdom.
显明了你是那一位带领人出黑暗入光明的主耶稣基督。
To show that you are the Lord Jesus Christ who brought people out of darkness into light.
你奇妙的作为十架救恩。
You have done wonderful work and given us salvation on the cross.
领导我们每一位在座的弟兄姐妹。
This is given to everyone present.
所以我们更加的感谢、仰望你、赞美你。
So we thank you and we praise you and we look to you.
我们常常心里愿意来归向主。
Often we are willing in the spirit to return to you.
但是肉体也时常软弱。
But our flesh is weak.
所以显出了许许多多的不足和缺陷。
In what we do, we are not perfect.
主啊，我们透过领受主你的肉身。
Lord, as we partake of your body,
圣灵灵化在里面，
and the Holy Spirit move in it,
使无酵饼灵化成为耶稣基督你的身体，
so that this unleavened bread may be transformed spiritually into your body,
让我们领受之后，
and as we eat it,
能够在您的里面呢，得到你的眷顾，
and in the Spirit you may watch over us,
得到从你来的力量。
That you give us strength.
让我们的深深了解，我们的帮助就是从造天地万物的造物主这边而来的。
Help us to know that our help comes from the Lord who created the heaven and the earth.
会体验到你就是我们的山寨。
Help us to experience you are our fortress.
会体验到您就是我们的避难所。
That you are our refuge.
你是体恤人类。赏赐恩惠给我们人的主。
You are the Lord who knows us and have mercy on us.
领受主的肉身之后，
After we partake of your blood, of your body,
明白耶稣基督您的旨意。
Help us to understand and know your will.
好，让我们在凡事都能够荣耀您，对得起您。
That we in all things we may glorify you and be worthy unto you.
能够有悟性明白耶稣基督您一切智慧的真理。
That we may have the wisdom to understand the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们所做的都能够见证主耶稣你的美德。
And all that we do, may we testify the goodness of the Lord.
并且能够帮助我们力上加力。
To help us to have gain upon gain.
好，让我们在凡事上都能够表明是耶稣基督您的门徒。
In all things, we may proclaim that we are the disciple of the Lord Jesus.
也是您所喜爱的儿女。
And the children who are loved by you.
我们如此祷告，蒙主您悦纳垂听。
And we offer this prayer to you, and we ask you to listen to a prayer.
一切尊贵、荣耀、颂赞、感谢归于你，直到永远。
May all the glory and praise be given unto your holy name forever.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
我们现在请周传道两位执事一起上来擘饼。
I'd like to invite our pastor and our deacon to help break the bread.
我们唱赞美诗296首假调。
Please sing hymn 296A.
再请大家一起跪下。
Let us kneel down once again.
我们要祝谢葡萄汁。
And let us give thanks and consecrate the grape juice.
奉主耶稣圣名祝谢祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks and consecrate.
至大的真神耶稣基督。
Oh, almighty God, our Lord Jesus.
你是人类的希望和救主。
You are the hope and the savior of all mankind.
在你的里面充满了慈爱和怜悯。
In you there is mercy and grace.
并且有丰盛的恩惠。
And abundant blessings.
您常常赏赐于世上的人类。
You have given much to all of us.
甚至能够照顾我们所有的世人。
And you take care of all of us.
我们刚刚在你的圣所里面领受了主你的肉身。
We have just partaken your body.
让我们深深的感觉到。
And we feel.
若不是出自于你的怜悯和拣选。
It is unless it is from your mercy and you are choosing us.
我们就没有办法享有这样的一个永生福气在你的里面。
We would not be able to enjoy the everlasting blessing in you.
使我们成为一个洁净的人，能够得到您的验证。
That we may have been cleansed and accepted by you.
但是我们在诸多的事情上，常常有不足的地方。
But we still lack in many things.
我们恳求耶稣基督。
We ask you, the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们领受主你的宝血的时候。
As we partake of your blood.
让我们重新得力。
You may renew our strength.
使我们能够常常进到你的面前来敬拜你、祷告你、服侍你。
So that we could come often to draw near to you, to worship you and to serve you.
能够领受主你的宝血之后
，After we drink your precious blood，
恳求耶稣基督不要纪念我们的罪过。
We ask you not to remember our sins。
恳求耶稣基督能够补满我们的缺欠
，But make up for what we fall short。
让我们在凡事上都能够靠着你而得到力量。
And help us to rely on you in all things that we may regain our strength。
常常愿意举起圣洁的双手，随处祷告。
We help us to be willing to raise up our hands in prayer.
也能够让我们在您的里面谨慎行事。
We are able to do all things correctly in you.
做一个智慧人。
To be a person of wisdom.
做一个圣灵充满的人。
To be a person filled with the Holy Spirit.
做一个有丰富信仰动力的人。
To be a person who is motivated by faith.
能够有主的爱常常来激励。
May your love always compel us.
而且我们在乎主耶稣你恩典的同在。
To have your grace always abide with us.
我们的信心信仰乃在乎主你的大能。
Our faith comes from your mighty power.
领受主的宝血之后。
After we partake of your precious blood.
让我们的信仰不再疲倦。
May our faith never grow tired.
愿意举起发酸的手，随时进到。祷告进到主你的怀抱里头。
Even though our arms may become tired, let us be willing to come before you.
让我们能够重得到耶稣基督你的帮助，继续勇敢地走在主耶稣你的道路上面。
So that we could ask you for help and be able to continue to walk on your ways.
使我们一生一世能够站在主你的圣殿里头。
In all the days of our lives, we may stand in your temple.
也能够用尽自己的生命来坚持在你里面纯正的信仰。
That we may be able to stand firm in the truth that you have given us.
透过你赏赐的信心、爱心和圣灵，能够保守你得救的真理。
And through the faith and love and the Holy Spirit you have given us, we may be able to hold on to the gospel of salvation.
我们如此诚心的祷告。
Offer this sincere prayer to you.
愿主的圣灵亲自运行。
May the Lord's Holy Spirit move.
灵化使葡萄汁成为你的宝血。
Spiritually transform this grape juice into your precious blood.
一切神你美好的旨意。
To accomplish all of your wonderful will.
使能够坚固我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹。
May you establish the faith of our brothers and sisters.
看顾我们的家庭，走在主的恩典上面。
Watch over our families that we may walk on your ways.
也恳求耶稣基督随时我与我们的圣何西教会同在。
And we ask you, the Lord Jesus Christ, to abide with the San Jose Church.
能够高举耶稣基督您的名。
So that we may raise high your name.
显出荣耀的见证来。
to be a wonderful testimony.
是更多的人能够进来相信并且成为你的子民。
So that more can come to believe in you and become your people.
带领我们教会的圣工能够有很好的发展。
Please guide our church work and help it grow.
彼此能够互相代祷。
And help us that we may pray for one another.
彼此来得救。
So that we could be saved.
能够一起奔向荣耀的国度里面去。
We can continue together on this journey to the heavenly kingdom.
如此祷告，蒙主你悦纳。
We pray to you and may you accept our prayer.
愿一切荣耀、尊贵、颂赞、感谢。
May all the glory and praise and thanks.
威严、能力及丰富，全都属于你。
And honor and power be all belong to you.
直到永远。
Until forever.
也愿一切的恩惠、慈爱、怜悯。
May all grace and blessings
和圣灵的感动、喜乐、平安常与我们大家同在。
And the movement and the peace and joy of the Holy Spirit be with us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We 再请三位一起来分杯。唱诗296首倚调。
Please sing hymn 296b.
感谢主，我们的圣餐礼到这里即将要结束。
I thank God that we have concluded the sacrament of the Holy Communion.
因为有两位新受洗的童女。
And for our two newly baptized members.
我们要念一段经文。
I'd like to share with them a passage from the scriptures.
请看《使徒行传》的十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
请看28节、29节。
Let's read verses 28 and 29.
因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上。
For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these things.
唯有几件事是不可少的。
Than these necessary things.
这里谈到别的重担。
This verse mentions other burdens.
我们人生有劳苦的重担，有患难的重担。
There is a burden in everyday life and the burden of suffering.
尤其如果不遵守神的道理，就有罪的重担。
And if we do not obey the word of God, then we carry with us a burden of sin.
如果我们能够遵行啊，就没有这种烦恼。
But if we obey, we do not need to worry about these burdens.
29节讲。
In verse 29 says,
这个几件不可少的事,
There are some things that must be abstained from.
也是基本的基督徒的信仰生活。
And these are the teachings of our everyday life.
禁戒祭偶像的物和血。
We must abstain from things offered to idols and from blood.
刚刚讲过，我们领了主的圣餐，就不要再领魔鬼的餐。
We have said earlier, when we have a part with the Lord's Supper, we must not take part with the feast of the demons.
你不能敬拜偶像。
And that means we must never worship idols.
更不能喝血。
And not drink blood.
他们常常用血用作在这个宗教的仪式上面。
There's certain worship in other religions that will you consume blood.
说起来，圣经也规定不能吃血、喝血。
It is against biblical teachings to consume blood.
因为血里面有主赋予的生命。
Because the life of the Lord is in the blood.
为什么不能喝血？
Why are we to abstain from blood?
因为这是神说的、神定的规矩。
Because this is what God said. This is God's rule.
所以我们不能喝血。
Therefore, we must abstain from blood.
再来要注意勒死的牲畜。
And we must also abstain from things strangled animals.
因为他们的血没有放出啊。
Because when an animal is strangled, the blood has not been released.
所以不能享用这种食物。
So we must abstain from that kind of food.
因为在别的国家啊，会打山、打野兽、吃野兽。
And in other countries, there's people still hunt.
所以才会注意这个问题了。
So this is practical in those circumstances.
我们这里是很爱护动物的，可能不会随便哈。
Maybe in this country, that's less of an issue.
而且我们也不可能自己杀鸡、杀鸭、杀鹅。
It's unlikely we will be strangling any animals here for food.
在我们那边很多都是自己杀，才新鲜好吃。
But where I come from, we kill animals ourselves to make sure it's fresh.
换完血，然后就煮 肉质新鲜，不是冷冻。
But we make sure when we slaughter animal, we release the blood and we cook it right away. It's quite tasty.
勒死的牲畜不得吃，因为血没有被放出。
But we must abstain from strangled animals because the blood has not been released.
再来，奸淫不得犯。
We must abstain from sexual immorality.
根据哥林多前书六章十八到二十节里面。
According to us, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 18.
Verse 18 to 20.
It says that we are the temple of God, the Holy Spirit of God.
So we must
abstain from any acts of sexual immorality. And the majority of sins is committed outside the body.
只有不正常的性关系啊，就是玷污你这个圣殿。
Sexual immorality, abnormal sexual relationship defiles our own body.
所以一定要注意。
So we must be very careful.
要避免淫乱的事。
Abstain from any immoral sexual acts.
尊重自己，也尊重别人的生命、灵魂得救。
That is a way to revere and respect our own bodies as well as the salvation of other people.
已婚的夫妻，你要忠于对方。
If you are married, you must be faithful to your spouse.
好好的用真理经营家庭的婚姻生活。
To manage your life of marriage in the truth.
未婚的青年啊、
If you are unmarried,
请你一定要立志在主内联婚，嫁娶主内。
You must be determined to be married in the Lord.
也要保守自己圣洁。
And to keep your body pure.
相信啊，在神的里面会得到很大的祝福。
And if we do so in the Lord, then He surely will bless us.
这个规定是使徒时代在耶路撒冷开的一次属灵的会议。
And these teachings are the result of a council, a meeting in Jerusalem.
教会里面定了这样的规条。
And these are the guidelines that the church had drawn up.
我们再来看《使徒行传》十六章的第四节、第五节。
Let's read Acts chapter 16, verses 4 and 5.
这里讲到保罗他们经过各城
And Paul had traveled through the cities.
把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的规条交给门徒遵守
And delivered to them the decrees to keep, which are determined by the apostles.
第五节说，于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增
Verse 5 says the churches were strengthened in faith and increased in number daily.
既然圣经有说，也有重要的规条，我们就来遵守。
Because these are the teachings recorded in the Bible, then let us follow them.
教会就会兴旺。
Then the church will be strengthened.
得救的人就会天天加增。
And the number who are saved will increase daily.
尤其新受洗的。
And to our newly baptized members.
一定要特别留意这几件事。
We must pay a special attention to these things.
常常祷告，多多读经。
Let us pray often and read the Bible.
也要常常聚会
and to attend church services.
神会带领
and God will guide us.
那我们其他同龄也要为他们代祷
and may all the brothers and sisters pray for our new members.
愿神祝福大家
May God bless us.
唱诗
Please sing hymn.
121首
121.
感谢神的带领、我们这一次圣何西教会春季的灵恩布道会就到这里结束。
Thanks to the guidance of God, we are drawing to the close of our spring spiritual convocation.
我们还没有领受圣餐的弟兄姐妹，我们在会后再来领。
And if you have not yet received the Holy Communion, brothers and sisters, please you can wait until the end of the service and you can come to partake.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we will offer a prayer.
这是我们灵恩布道会。我们灵恩会最后一次的祷告。
And this is the final prayer of the spiritual convocation.
我们把握这个机会。
Let us seize this opportunity.
我们求神圣灵大大的充满我们。
And may God fill us with His Holy Spirit.
我们更加把握这个机会让神的恩典平安福气能够跟我们同在。
Let us take this opportunity to ask God to grant us His peace and joy to be with us forever.
那还没有得到圣灵的弟兄姐妹 更应该要迫切的借着这次的祷告求神赏赐圣灵。
And if any brothers and sisters have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let us take this opportunity to ask God to give us the Holy Spirit.
祷告的时候也为这次新受洗的同龄求神继续带领他们的信仰。
Let's also pray for our newly baptized sisters and may God help them and preserve their faith.
也请他们在祷告的时候到前面来接受祝福的祷告。
And we also ask the two sisters to please come to the front to pray for a blessing.
那最后我们也求神纪念这一次来协助我们灵恩布道会田惠煌传道求神纪念他们的辛劳。
May God remember the labor of our Pastor Tian, who has been here for the last few days to help the work of the spiritual convocation.
那田传道接下来明天就要飞到纽泽西。
And Pastor Tian will soon be taking a flight to New Jersey.
要接着协助那边伊丽莎白教会跟喜乐坡教会的灵恩布道会。
To continue his work in the spiritual convocation of the Elizabeth Church and the Hillsborough Church.
他们也求神看顾带领让与这个田传道同工。
May God continue to abide and help the work of Pastor Tian.
我们现在要接受按手帮助祷告求圣灵我们都可以到前面来。
If you'd like to pray for the Holy Spirit or receive any laying of hands for blessings, please come to the front to pray.
我们也求长执来协助按手。
We would ask our ministers to lay hands to help us pray.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.